What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007. Yes, like James Bond. For those of you in my age group, you'll appreciate GoldenEye, 1N64. That's kind of the inspiration. Anyways, that's where you find me on Twitter, at Hootball Gaming is my team and my affiliation. Just want to give a huge shout out. I like to call him Power because he flexes his power. I want to talk about Mr. Richie. We call him Campy. He's got all sorts of nicknames. That's what happens when you're a myth and a legend. Man, PBS, Power Bet Sports on Twitter is where you'll find him. Just joined the Wager Pass ranks. He's been killing it in the Discord the last couple of months. I can't say enough about this guy. Just a huge friend of the show at first, and then just brought his good vibes, his good energies, and his success on over. And we are enjoying every moment of it. His Discord record is something ridiculous. The last couple of days, you know, alone, he's cashed major tickets. Last week, we had a plus 18 unit week off of his picks alone in Discord MLB. So, into my next point. Follow Richie, Power, Campy, whatever you want to call him, as long as it's not anything rude. Follow him, and then go ahead and jump on the premium side, if you will. Look, fantasy basketball is fun. And if you haven't started playing it, you should probably jump into it. Let us help you and guide you with our free tools as well as the Fantasy Pass. You can combine the Wager Pass and the Fantasy Pass for a very modest price. We got all sorts of different groupings and stuff for our premium. And then we also got all sorts of free content to coax you into coming around and staying. Look, use the free stuff. Look at our writing. Look at our articles, tools. Make sure it's something that's going to be a good fit for you. I don't want you going out there paying for, you know, some subscription service you're unhappy with or something that you just aren't going to use. But look, we have so much fantasy basketball chatter going on in the Discord right now. I'm learning by just being a part of the Hootball team and watching these guys have their conversations. We have dynasty rankings from Rhett Bauer. Go follow him. Shout out Rhett. And then we've also got amazing tools and everything else from guys that are working in front of and behind the scenes, like Andre Lamos. And then we also got Steven Vidovich doing his thing. You know, Marcus is going to be around. We've got so many folks behind the scenes working for us. And I wish I knew everyone's names, but I want to give a shout out to the whole HoopBall team because this season is going to be an explosive one for us. We launched the premium stuff right around the beginning of NBA season last year, and it was a huge success for us. And we're just going to keep on rolling the good times out, baby. So with all that being said, business on the front end, party in the back. We are going to be talking about promo codes. I need you to go over to mybookie.ag and use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Need you to do that. Why? Because you're going to get free money when you do it. You're going to be able to get some incentives from us if we just get you on and help us get a promo code. Look, you got someone's email address, phone number, and address. I know it sounds kind of creepy, but if you've got it and you want to activate an account, do it. But use promo code HOOPBALL or send all the info over to us and we'll get it set up and we'll fund a little bit of something, something in it from my coin, from our pocket. So also, I want to link back to the premium stuff. If you aren't satisfied after the first month, let me know. I'll take care of another or I'll reimburse you, whatever we need to figure out. We want you to truly have a great experience. I know it's not going to get to that point. I don't know. Maybe there's people like me out there that are just like close to birthday day or birthday week. And they're like, oh yeah, you know what? I will take that free stuff. I'm not that satisfied. Which, hey, it happens. I'm not truly like that. Maybe once in my younger 20s, but nonetheless, I'm very confident in our stuff. I'm confident in our promo codes, our picks. Look, we just cashed 2 odds boosts over on mybookie.ag this weekend. That's right. America, USA was plus 100, got the odds boost from minus 180 to win the Ryder Cup, cashed. And then I got another free $50 on the Anyone to Bleed in the UFC event this weekend. I know it's kind of morbid and grotesque and like, you know, primal, but yeah. Anyways, free money for blood in an MMA fight. I mean, it's bound to happen. So that was the odds boost. Anyone to Bleed, minus 110. Yes or no? Obviously, yes. So yeah, $25 max bet, cashed in on that. $25 max bet on the even money. Easy peasy. We just increased the bankroll right there, and it's no strings attached. There's no like bonus thing or whatever. Like if you want to take the odds boost money from that and cash on out, get yourself, you know, 75, 80 bucks, whatever. Then go and buy some Pokemon cards, buy some sports cards, buy your lady a nice dinner or lunch, go get some groceries, man. We just put a Target order together. That was $100. So,
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Look, anything helps. So, all righty. That was a long intro. A long intro into the middle of the show. Let me tell you, today and the foreseeable future, our shows are going to be a little bit different. They're going to be a little more condensed, shorter, not as much deep dive as you're accustomed to. I'm going to be, you know, dealing with my youngest daughter having COVID. So just to be transparent with you guys. We took her in for 103.4 temp and what we thought to be ear infections, which is a good call by her mother. Took her in. Mom thought it would be a great idea to get a COVID test. And we did. And, you know, the adults in the house are all vaccinated. But, you know, it's very, very strange for my 17-month-old daughter to have COVID. So we are going to be handling that as a family this week. And, of course, life matters take precedence. So if you can understand that, obviously much appreciated. So the shows are going to be a little less shorter, probably a little more scatterbrained, more like right to the point, and probably anywhere between 20 and 40 minutes long per episode. So we're desperately cutting it down, direly cutting it down is what I meant to say. So with that being said, let me just roll into stuff right away. And I will talk about this Monday night football game. And with the Monday night football game, we have the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. 8:15 Eastern on ESPN. So I've got a couple different things I'm looking at here. When this line came out, when the, you know, games were set, I really liked Philly. I like what they're doing right now, especially with Dallas's defensive line being decimated, their front seven's hurting. Out of Diggs in the back secondary aspects, pass defense ain't doing too much. Run game is able to work against Dallas also. So I think Philly with Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts are going to be able to confuse the offense or the defensive line of Dallas. I think they're going to be able to get to the edges. I think we're going to see guys like Boston Scott and Miles Sanders be incorporated in the passing game. I think the look out for Quez. I think it's Quez, right? Quez Watkins. That kid, like, he's got a small name, but like, he's getting some run, maybe less now because Zach Ertz is going to be active for this game. And that's a boost too. They can run their two tight end sets, get some extra blocking for Jalen Hurts between Goddard and him. I will say that Brandon Graham, the stud defensive player for Philly, is going to be out, but I think that this Philly defense has played good enough that I am confident with backing them. This opened up at +6, is down to +3.5, +3 in some spots, depending on where you shop. I think that Philadelphia just outright wins this game. So of course I'm going to tell you to take the points, but I will say that's not my first option at this point. I do have myself with the Philly +4. I think that there's a couple of different secondary, tertiary bets that can be placed within this game. I think that Philly +150 on the money line sticks out. You know, I'm not going to be the one to tell you to sprinkle or full on play it, but it's a play I'm confident in. I think Philly wins this game. Ultimately, I'm crazy, but I think Philly wins this division. I think that the Washington football team, they lost too much when Fitzmagic went down. Think Heineke's, you know, we won't get into a full NFC East breakdown, you know what I mean? But I think that the G-men are pretty terrible, obviously, losing to the Falcons. But Philly, they've got that defensive in place. They've lost some guys on the offensive line over the last couple of years, but they've also been able to develop some guys. So look for better blocking grades for this Philly team throughout the season. Dallas, they're one injury away from getting hurt real bad. Michael Gallup's already on the IR. They already got Amari Cooper with some bruised ribs, which he's playing tonight. I've had bruised ribs, and it was hard to play video games with bruised ribs. You know what I'm saying? So I am going to be cautious about playing any Amari Cooper props. He's one tweak away from just not being in this game. Dak Prescott, he's done great so far this year, but he's got to step it up. Zeke and Tony Pollard splitting the workload in the backfield for Dallas. Look for Tony Pollard. I'm looking. So I saw over 31.5 on his rushing yards, and I was contemplating taking that. I did take Jason Myers, which he's the kicker for Philly, right? Here, kicking points. Oh, Jason Elliott. Sorry. Yeah, so over 6.5 for him looked good to me. If you can get the key number of 6, you know, because that's just a couple field goals, I think that is a decent look. I took a little diddly here. Personal play here. I went with largest lead under 16.5 for either team. I think that the ground game is going to be prevalent in this game. I think that both defenses are going to make plays when they need to. We got some turnover prone players on each side. So I think that turnovers are going to be able to keep momentum swings at bay. And I feel as though with strong kickers on both sides of the ball, both teams, I think that they're going to be okay with taking 50 to 55 yard shots if they need to. So under 16.5 for the largest lead by either team, I'm putting 2 units on that. Right now I'm seeing, and it came down 10 yards, but to back up to Tony Pollard. Oh no, that's his receiving yards. Never mind. Okay. There was something else I thought I sprinkled on there. And then, of course, the team in Discord is going to have a buttload of plays on this game eventually. As of recording this, you know, we got to save the goods a little bit. So I think if we look at that, then we're going to have a good little look. I really, really like Philly tonight. I do. All right. So that's kind of where I'm looking. Monday Night Football breakdown, like I said, it's going to be shorter. Today's show is going to be shorter. I'm throwing out some Turkish Super League because we have limited action this afternoon, but soccer got a couple things to hold us over, treating us right. Going with the Turkish Super League, and we do have one Serie A game today. Torino and Venezia. Looks like we have a Premier League matchup too. Also Crystal Palace and Brighton. Of course, I'm going to lean Brighton in that one. Granada and Celta Vigo. Man, I miss these. La Liga action. Look, I went like 0-5 on my soccer plays over the weekend. So I'm going to leave that up in the air. I'll talk about the soccer in the Turkish area in the Super League. Kasımpaşa and Konyaspor are playing at one, as well as Trabzonspor and Alanyaspor playing at one. Alanyaspor has won 3 in a row, and they're up towards the upper echelons of this table. Konyaspor, they have in their last, 5 here, they won, they drew, they won, they drew. So we're going to look for them to get back on the winning side against the struggling Kasımpaşa team. They've lost 3 in a row. Their goal differential is pretty terrible. Konyaspor plays really good defense. So I'm looking at, yeah, I know it's chalk, but I got plus 155 on Konyaspor. I've got minus 115, I think it is, on the Alanyaspor team. And minus 125. And then also, look, a little parlay diddly, just to have some fun. Parlay diddly on them. I'm looking at a plus 3. I think it was 57, so a magnum. Pow, 6-shooter is going to be the parlay to odds if you want to do that. But I'm playing them as singles, you know, 1 unit each. Playing them as singles, then we're going to be rolling out a little parlay on those. So that's what's going to happen. Tomorrow, tons of championship matchups. Cardiff and West Brom, Huddersfield, Blackburn, Hull and Blackpool, Borough and Sheffield United. I'm looking at Sheffy. They look good. So tomorrow returns some midweek soccer. NHL preseason's firing off. This is crazy. Basketball preseason's about to start. And we just scratched the surface on football. We're barely settling in for football. Whew. This is crazy. Campy's going to have us taken care of on the afternoon in the 5-game MLB slate starting at 1:10. So I'd suggest getting into this Discord with us, because he's probably going to have 10 different plays, no run first innings, props, specific props. I mean, Richie is sharp as a tack on a butcher knife. I tell you what. Okay, I think that's going to do the show. We covered some Turkish Super League. You got some Monday Night Football plays for me. My biggest one, 2 units on the under 16.5 on biggest lead for either team. I really like kicking points tonight. First drive to end in a punt was even money. And then the field goal was plus 400. So I'm probably going to look at playing those two and trying to cover my money in some way. I think it's very possible, especially with that field goal. Especially if Philly gets the ball first. Philly gets the ball first, I could see them having a dominant first drive, but kind of fizzling out. Trayvon Diggs may make a big play. Nice pass breakup or something. But Jalen Hurts tonight, his rushing totals, I think, was 53.5. If you want to look at that, wouldn't be mad at you. The kid's electric. Tonight's game will be really, really fun. And we're back in the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Go Eagles fly. I think I just combined the Jets and the Eagles fandom chants. Anyways, on that note, please do leave that 5-star review or 4-star. You know, I'll settle for it. But if it's going to be a 1-star review, you better tell me why. Leave me some review love over on the Apple Podcast Network. Make sure to follow us on Spotify. Hit that little follow button. It's like a grayscale color. Check it out. Make sure to save and like us on any other platform you use. Leave reviews. That's how we get up in the algorithm. All up in there. So please do that. Use the promo codes. You've also got lots of good vibes and good energies coming from me. All of them, in fact, like I always send. And I hope that you have a safe, wonderful, and kind day. Make sure to do something nice out there for someone if you can. If you need something positive to happen to you in your world today, I hope it happens. I'm sure it will happen. I believe in it. I believe in you. Let's have a wonderful day. With that being said, today in sports betting is OUT.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.